Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 94 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, and I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Flipgrid EdCamp / Student Voice Conference / live event. There's all sorts of people here. We've been sharing some cool stuff here at the EdCamp, and I am standing right next to Shaylin Farnsworth, and we've been having an interesting discussion that we thought we would continue on with all of you. So Shaylin, can you tell them real quick who you are and what you do?
Hey everyone, Shaylin Farnsworth. I am a literacy technology consultant in the state of Iowa, and I am also a longtime friend of Matt Miller's, going way back to the Google Teacher Academy. We broke the mold.
Right, yeah, that was all the way back in 2014, I think. Something like that. And we were just chatting about how, and I thought that this was sort of an important message that I needed to hear. So I thought that maybe you listening might need to hear this too, is, you know, we were talking about how often we get stuck on our phones. You know, we're at this conference right now, and we notice that ourselves and other people are kind of like stuck on our social media and get kind of like lost in our phones and everything. And Shaylin was talking about this thing that she called learning in the pause. Can you tell them what learning in the pause means to you?
Yeah, so of course, literacy is my jam, and I was doing some writing with the Iowa Writing Project, part of the National Writing Project. And I think this originally came from Bud Hunt, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, they talked about learning and celebrating the pause. And oftentimes we get caught up in our daily lives. Students get too busy doing homework, on the phone, doing their activities, when we really need to enjoy and celebrate the pause. And what can we learn in our downtime and just absorbing and being present, being fully there. And so Matt and I were talking about that. And that's one of our goals during this crazy 2 days at Flipgrid Live.
Yeah. And I think that there's some truth to that in the day-to-day of our classes too. You know, I've found whenever I've been teaching that sometimes I get stuck, whenever I'm talking to students, I get stuck in the like talk mode, and it's almost like I don't even stop to take a breath, and I don't even stop to think. And we were talking about how sometimes whenever someone's willing to stop and pause, that gives students the opportunity to think. You know, whenever I'm talking to teachers, whenever I slow down and I pause, that gives the teachers that I'm talking to an opportunity to think. And like building those pauses, we could be like literal in, you know, stopping every once in a while to let your students absorb what you're saying. But then we could also talk like figuratively about, when do we build in that pause into our classes, into our lives, into the stuff that we do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely. It's that cognitive dissonance there. And yeah, it's one of those fabulous moments when we as teachers and human beings in general hate that silence or that pause. And yeah, so what we do is we find ourselves filling it. The same true is with students. And what I realized is two things. First, some people are a talk to think, and others are think to talk.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing I realize is, if I just enjoy the pause when I'm talking with a student and I remain silent, they tell me more.
Yeah.
Instead of me answering or me doing all the talking, kind of what you're talking about, Matt, if I sit there and enjoy the pause and enjoy the learning, that cognitive dissonance, that wrestling with their minds, what they're thinking, and they want to fill that silence because it's a little bit awkward, and they tell you more and more and more. So I have extremely long wait time. It's one of those things where kids are like, what's going on? That sort of thing. But yeah, it encourages that wrestling with what you're thinking about, what you understand. And then they start sharing and speaking, and then all of the goodness comes to the surface.
Yeah. You know, through the QCraft Ditch Summit, it's this free online conference that's been going on in July and the beginning part of August. I was the host of it, and one of the guests was Martin Cisneros, who's from California. He works a lot with English language learners, and he talked about the importance of wait time. And I think that's one of those things that I don't always hear people talking about, that's so easy to forget, because students kind of like need that. It's like a piece of paper. You know, we don't have text all the way out to the edge of the paper. There's margin. And, you know, that word margin also plays into our lives and, you know, where are we?
The margins.
Right, exactly. Like, where are we building in margin? I don't know. We just had this conversation and it felt like it needed to be captured. So I hope that this is something that's useful to all of you. Shaylin, if people want to get connected with you, where's the best place to do it?
You can follow me on Twitter at SH Farnsworth. You can also read my blog at shaylinfarnsworth.com.
Awesome. And it is amazing. So, all right, Shaylin, that's been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.